This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
This morning, the cockpit voice recording black box has been recovered, and investigators are trying to figure out just what caused the crash of that Germanwings Airbus A320 in the French Alps. Everyone on the flight presumed dead.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. Today, happy birthday to the Queen, Aretha Franklin, celebrating her birthday.
It's the
today.
Queen's birthday!
It's the Queen's birthday!
It's the Queen's birthday!
All hail the Queen!
Those are the
You have to do that.
All hail
you have
to the
do
queen.
That.
Have,
yeah.
That has to be done.
They are now on the scene as they were looking for the doomed German jetliner. They say which sent no distress call as the Airbus A320 went into a sharp 8-minute descent Tuesday before crashing into the French Alps, killing all 150 people aboard and leaving a scene of, as described by those on there, on the scene as utter destruction.
You know what, Sid? Now, all of these airplane crashes in Europe have one thing in common, I think.
Which is?
No distress calls.
This is very, they said.
And it's been, and in the last 8 months to a year.
The planes been, that have disappeared. And
there have been
gone
a
down.
Lot of, there's the Malaysian flight that disappeared, another Malaysian flight that was shot down. There was a Ukraine flight.
Yeah.
And I think there was one other. But the, but there were no distress calls.
And it is
I can be wrong.
A
I'm
question
just,
of, I know, just a DJ. I know. But
yeah,
you
I'm just
watch
DJ.
A lot of television.
I watch a lot of television.
I know. And you are today, you are living history. Today we are in Montgomery, Alabama, as we come to the conclusion of the Selma to Montgomery March 50 years ago. And we will be a part of that today. Tom Joyner will be on program as we are celebrating and observing all of the work that so many performed their acts of bravery and goodness in order to get the Voting Rights Act. A horrible scene in the city of Detroit. A mother was arrested yesterday after the frozen bodies of a boy and girl were found in the deep freezer in the family's home. They found the children's bodies while carrying out an eviction order at the 3-bedroom house in the apartment complex just east of downtown. An autopsy will determine how they died. They initially reported a woman's body found in the freezer, but later actually the bodies of the two children. They say it was a boy about age 11 and a girl 14, and she was in another apartment when the court officers or the police arrived. And the community members there approached the officers and advised they knew where the mother was located, and she was subsequently arrested. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. will be released from federal prison tomorrow and serve the final months of his sentence.
He's here in Montgomery.
In Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And this came
tomorrow, the march is today. They can't let him out a day early?
Yeah, it don't work like that.
I mean, they probably could.
Yeah.
They probably could, but I think that he might not be released tomorrow. It might be that he comes out today. I'm not sure in time for the march. But here's what happens now that he gets out, when he gets out of prison. And of course, his wife is also who pleaded guilty to a separate felony charge of filing false tax returns over 6 years. She's set to begin a 1-year prison sentence a month after he completes his sentence. Now, is that his sentence in prison or is that his sentence in the halfway house?
I wonder if Junior's been watching Empire.
You have so many interesting questions.
You should be watching Orange is the New Black.
No, he lived Orange is the New Black.
I don't know why he's watching Empire. Orange is the New Black.
And this is for you, J. Anthony Brown. Your girl Brandy is going to make her Broadway debut in Chicago, the musical.
She
will play Roxy Hart, and that starts next month at
the
Ambassador Theater.
I'll be there, Brandy.
I know you
I'm coming. Sorry, Fantasia.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS from Montgomery, Alabama.